All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Saturday, September 27th of 2025. Looking ahead here, action-packed weekend, college football, end of season, MLB, NFL, MMA. So if you guys aren't signed up with us, we do have a seven-day trial, $7 for 7 days. Get you access to all the weekend's works, and we'll take you into the middle of the week. You can find information about that in the description of this video. But for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post about it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord. And third, post about it in the YouTube chat. So those three ways to get your questions asked. And from there, we will just answer the questions best we can. But we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. And then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So appreciate you guys hanging out with me on a Saturday morning or afternoon, depending on where you live. But let's get SaberSim pulled up here, and we will jump into questions. Had a number of questions already rolling in, which is great. All right, so I got the NFL main slate pulled up here. First question of the day, if you're using Portfolio Plus, how does the ranking slash sorting type in your pool affect the portfolio metric? There used to be a rank by box in the top right, but now it's only lineup pool. Okay, good question. So we actually moved the rank by for your pool on purpose because it was causing more confusion than anything because we've effectively like changed the way this works. So it makes sense why it's confusing. So I'm happy to talk about it here, but we moved the rank by to try and make it less confusing. So let's run these lineups and then we'll jump into it here. All right. Lineups are almost done. All right, cool. So when you finish your build, right, normally it'll look like this. You have like your groups, and then you have your pool, right? There used to be like a rank by next to the pool. So the reason we removed it is that pool ranking doesn't matter, okay? Every group that you have is reorganizing the pool. So the pool is just like a group of lineups that each group can pull from and manipulate as it wants to. So the pool is just present, okay? And then when this group needs 150 and then it's using a specific sorting metric, whether that's portfolio or uniques, whatever it is, right? It's if we're using Saber score, if we're using projected score, right? It's taking the lineups from the pool, reorganizing them based on whatever rank by or diversity is chosen, and then using that order of lineups to decide which lineups are going to be used within this group. So the pool matters less. It's just there to grab from. If you want to see the pool sorting, okay, I can go in here and then it's right here on the left side now. But the point remains, like, even if I change this pool sorting from ROI to projected score to Saber score to whatever, manipulating the order of lineups in the pool has no effect on any individual group. So that's why we relocated the sort there, because it's like less important than it's ever been. All right. Next question. Also, is there a calculation for Portfolio Plus like there is for SaberScore? Good question. So the answer is no. So Portfolio Plus, think about it like this. Let's go to like Portfolio. So what Portfolio Plus is doing, okay, is first we're running the contest sim. Okay, actually, I got to change this. Change it to, I don't know, 20. So we're running the contest sim. We're getting the ROI results, okay? Then from there, think about it like this. Portfolio will use ROI as its source of truth. Like, hey, this is the number that we want to be aware of more than anything else. And then what it does is it uses those ROI results. It doesn't take lineups highest ROI to lowest. It figures out which lineups best complement each other and increase your chances of winning, but also help you avoid really, really swinging days when played together. So like a really good example here, right, is like we pull up this set of 20 lineups, right? The portfolio solver ran. Notice that these ROIs are not in order, okay? Our fifth lineup is a 0.9% ROI lineup. Our sixth lineup is a 12.6% ROI lineup. What's happening here is the builder is basically saying, hey, when you consider the first four lineups chosen, which are all pretty high ROIs, you should play the fifth, you should play this 1% ROI lineup, I'm just rounding here, before playing this other 12% ROI lineup. And that has more to do with like the players in the lineup, the correlation between the results. And you can see here, right, that like it's not just ROI down. There's some other factor leading to this 1% ROI lineup being the best complementary piece to the other four lineups that came before it. So that's what portfolio is doing. There's not so much like a calculation that's like shown here. It's kind of all happening behind the scenes. All right. Good questions to get us started. Next one, is it okay to boost the min projection, cutting down lineups from 5,000 to around 1,700? Every time I boost the projection, all my ROI metrics go up. I just don't want to overdo it. What are some balance metrics I should be aware of? Okay, so I don't think it's bad to either one, set a minimum projection rule, right? Like you can go into rules, go to add new rule, you would go to rule type aggregate. You would say my projection sum at least X, right? I don't really know where you get this number from. It's kind of like up to you what that number ends up being. If you want to do that, that's like one option. Another option, right, would be cutting your pool down, right? Like, hey, what happens when I take off a certain number of projected lineups, right? Like, okay, I come in here and say I boost this to like 128. Right. Okay. Hey, we just got rid of like 100 lineups, right? We can see them go in the trash. So taking the lineups out of the pool means that the groups just can't use those anymore, right? They're not there. So what you're doing is you're curating the lineups that the groups can grab from, right? So, hey, I cut out some lineups from the pool. Now I'm focusing on, you know, some higher projected lineups, right? I think that's okay. Now, normally I tell people that like what I do is I'm willing to cut out like 10 to 20-ish percent of lineups like from the pool. So if it's like a 500 pool, I don't want to get rid of like somewhere between like 50 and 100 lineups. My thinking behind that is that, you know, some lower projected lineups might be good to play. But that's only if your ownership is like spot on. But what if your ownership's a little off, right? Well, sometimes small differences in ownership can have a really big impact on the ROI of like a low projected lineup. So I'll refer to that as like fragile ROI. Like, yeah, this lineup is positive ROI if this ownership is right. But if the ownership's wrong, it becomes negative very, very fast. So those are like a little more fragile. So I try and like avoid those, just taking into account like ownership variance. So that's why I would do it, right? So that's why I'm only trying to get rid of like a little portion of it. I'm still okay playing lower projected lineups, but I just want to get rid of like a piece of them, right? Cutting like the fat off the edges is like another phrase I'll use there. So I think going from 5,000 to 1,700 is like a little aggressive. You know, that's you're cutting out like 70% of your pool. I don't think you need to do that. So I'd encourage you maybe to walk that back a little bit to like at least like 50%, if not lower. So that would be what I would suggest there. All right. Next question, is there a way to move the lineup groups so that the single entries are before the 20 or 150 maxes or is there a way to put them in the order I want? Before it was just click and drag. Yeah, you should still be able to do that, I think. Can I drag these? Yeah. Okay, I guess I'll drag them. So just grab the three dots right here, and then you can just reorder them as needed. Okay, so that is how you move them around. All right. Next question. When building, does it take into consideration the type of contest to build the best lineup for that contest type? Sorry, I'm a newbie. No, welcome. Thanks for, you know, asking questions and joining the show. So when it comes to building lineups, okay, we have these slider settings. Okay, they're in this like settings menu, basically saying that, hey, for this type of contest and for this size slate, we need X correlation and X sim diversity. Okay, this is going to change by sport, by number of games on the slate, right? If I go from this NFL classic slate to MMA for today, right? Okay, we hop over to MMA, I go to the settings, and the sliders are way different, right? It goes from like 6'7 to 2'10 here, okay? So those are sport dependent, those are slate size dependent, right? If I go from the NFL main slate to an NFL showdown, they're going to be different sliders. If I go from the main slate to a two-game afternoon slate, going to be different sliders, right? So we are taking into account the number of games on the slate and the sport in question when determining how exactly to construct your lineups based on our backtesting, right? We backtest the contest. We figure out what sliders produce high upside lineups that are kind of in line with like how much upside you're going to need to win contests on that slate size, and then optimize your lineups accordingly from there. So that's just like a little brief overview how that works. All right, next question. If I enter 100 contests with single and three entries, what are the advantages / disadvantages of doing a unique lineup per contest or not avoiding dupes? I don't think there's anything wrong with entering a unique lineup in each. You know, that's like what we recommend. That's what everything defaults to in SaberSim, right? Like if you had, if I had a 20 max and a 150, right? And I put them both in like a single group, the lineups here would default to 170, right? It's going to default to one lineup per entry that you have. So I don't think there's any disadvantage to doing that. I think if you're okay allowing lineups to be played more than once, then like that's totally fine. You know, if you like to do that, remember that all of that can be handled with this toggle up here. It's on by default, right? Kind of in line with our general guidance of one lineup per entry. So avoid duplicates across lineup groups means that when lineup goes into one group, it will be removed from consideration for future groups. If you have, you know, two here, right? So like the first 150 won't be used again in like the second 150, if like that were the case. If you turn it off, it will allow the lineups to be used more than once. So you just got to kind of figure out what your taste is. If you like having one lineup per entry, that is totally cool. All right. For CFB, how do stack exposures take into consideration the S-Flex QB? Is it also stacked? Does it count as a run back for primary QB? Good question. So we don't handle this particularly great, I'll be honest. As far as I know, college football is the only super flex sport that we have. And basically our stack logic all follows like standard NFL stacking. So like the stack exposures that you see in college football are not accounting for S-Flex quarterback stacks. So I think that's some logic that we want to build out and like iterate on in the future here, but it is currently not set up that to basically account for that. All right, a couple more questions here rolling in Discord. So going to get these in the queue. Next one from Broncos fan. Is there theoretically any higher upside of having separate builds for each contest? Is it safe to assume that if I have 300 lineups to fill, it uses the top 300 lineups from the 5,000 lineups in my that my build generates. So if I split the lineups into separate builds, I'd get the top X lineups from each build rather than one contest getting number 100 to 200 best lineups. Okay, good question. So I am not sure. I'm not comfortable saying yes that having separate builds guarantees higher upside here. I think this kind of is like a little in line with like the last question, right? Where like if you wanted, right, you could turn off the avoid duplicates across lineup groups so you don't end up in a position where you are playing the 151st through 300th best lineup in build one as opposed to playing the one through 150th best lineups from like build two if you like split it out, right? This you would basically need to like compare the lineups between the builds, and there's like not a great way of doing that, right? So like that's kind of the question here. Our team is like I've never heard internally that is a better thing to do if you have the time to do so. I've always heard like it's okay to have multiple contests in one build. The only time I would suggest doing something like that is like if you're playing like say you're playing two 150 maxes, right? Like say you're playing on FanDuel, you're playing like the 5 cent 150 max, and you're playing like the 25 cent 150 max, right? Well, let's say you only have 500 lineups. You know, you're on starter, and those are like two contests that fit your bankroll really well, get a lot of lineups in. You know, when you need like 300 out of like 500 lineups, that is like a lot of your pool. So I think like in a situation like that, I would be way more willing to break that out just so like I have a better lineup to pool ratio, right? Where it's like not less than 2 to 1. It's, you know, at least like 3 to 1, right? If you need like 150 out of 500, it's a little over 3 to 1, where if you need 300 out of 500, it's not even 2 to 1. So I think that is a bigger reason to have separate builds for separate contests. But if I had 5,000 lineups and I needed 300, I'd be totally cool keeping it all within one build. All right. Next question. When using post-contest sims, how can I view my custom metrics for the field? Good question. I don't think you can do this, but I'm not 100% sure either. Let me test it. Let me like create a custom metric and go into Flashback and like see if I can get it to like populate. The way you would do it is like if it were available, you would add it as a column by like right clicking and like clicking edit columns. I don't know if it would populate though. So I will check on that because I don't want to say you can or can't and get back to you since this question came in Discord. So test. And I'm just making a note for myself so I can do that and follow up. All right, cool. Next question. I like letting it do duplicates if it wants to, ends up with a nice mix and allows it, if there are any lineups, it really likes to be in more than one. Yeah, I kind of feel the same way, to be honest. I think that you should be more willing to do this if you're using Portfolio Plus, and less willing to do this if you're using like Portfolio or like SaberScore or something like that, because Portfolio Plus is effectively a different sorting metric for every contest, right? Since exact contest data is being used, payout structures are different, contest sizes are different, contest fields are different, right? So every ROI, every Portfolio Plus is different. With Portfolio, there's only one portfolio, right? Because we're using like one simplified contest sim. So if you were duping there, you would actually get the same top lineups every time, that one. So in that case, I'd prefer to use a unique lineup for every entry. And then kind of for SaberScore, it's like a little bit the same. It'll vary depending on like the size of like the bucket you're in, right? If you're in SaberScore, 10K to 50K. But if you have two contests in that bucket, well, then now the results are the same or the rankings the same. So you're going to get the exact same in both. So I would follow leaving the avoid duplicate toggle on for portfolio or other sorting metrics, leaving it off for portfolio plus would be my advice. All right. Okay, a couple extra notes here on the custom metrics. If it's populating in, or if you see it in the options, then that would indicate to me that it's like supposed to be there. There could be like some bug with displaying it, which would actually be easier to fix if it's supposed to be there, right? If it's in the menu. So that's good information. So let me check on it and I will circle back. All right. I think we are all caught up. A lot of questions this morning. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be back Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.